Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for Serving Others with Joy by Greg Lowry. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Psalm 139:14. When I started going to church, it was a whole new world to me. I had no knowledge of the Bible or church in general. I wasn't raised in the church as a child, although I had been to church a few times. I was unfamiliar with the ways Christians thought and reasoned, and I was certainly mystified by the rather cryptic language they used with one another. They spoke of blessing and conviction and burdens and discernment. I wanted to learn the language. I wanted to learn more about the Lord. And most importantly, I wanted to have this relationship with God. I just couldn't get enough. Then there were my old friends. I wanted to be a Christian. I wanted to learn the Bible, and I wanted to know God, but I still wanted to fit in with my friends. To be thought of as a fanatic was the one thing I dreaded above all things. For a short time, I tried desperately to live in both worlds, but I quickly found out that just didn't work. God was changing me, and I wanted to reach out to other people with the message of the gospel. I wanted to be used by Him. And as I have often said, next to being a Christian, the greatest joy that I know in this life is having God direct your steps. It may be preaching, or it may be a one-on-one conversation where the Lord is guiding and directing. But it amazes me that the Creator of the universe, the Almighty God, would condescend to work in our lives and say, "I want to direct you to go over here and do thus and so." It is the highest privilege conceivable that God would want to use us. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for letting us work with you to share your joy with the world. Help us not to take for granted the gift it is to share your gospel with the nations and with our neighbors. Help us to have eyes to see the needs around us and to respond to those needs in joy and hope. Thank you so much, Lord, for your love and care over us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.